Welcome to In-Game Chat for October 15th, 2008, the official podcast of colonyofgamers.com. We are all in here with the exception of Jeremy, who is still on his honeymoon. Still on his honeymoon. So he won't be back until, oh God, he's going to miss all the shows this week, isn't he?
Yeah, they're not coming back till Becky's like pregnant or something. I'm serious.
It's not true. He's not here now.
I'll be back on Monday. He'll be back on the show Monday. So, so welcome to the show. Plenty of things here to talk about. One of the things that we wanted to get into, for those of you that listened to the show over the weekend, the show that we did over the weekend, we had gotten back from Video Games Live, and we were talking about the wizard class for Diablo.
Yeah.
And if you listen to that show, if you didn't, I suggest you go back and listen to this part explicitly, because that was done whenever, but the very next day.
Yeah, it was recorded on a Friday. We released that episode on a Saturday. Yes. It was recorded on a Friday night.
And the very next day, by the way, did you see these t-shirts that were at the...
What we were lamenting the fact that Blizzard didn't, you know, work in any...
really play up the...
Through all of the video, they didn't talk about... There were no rainbows. Apparently people, like, were... On the internet as a whole was like... Well, not as a whole, but like half the internet was butthurt that there was a rainbow. You know, in the original videos back from the Worldwide Invitational...
Premiere trailer.
It was really weird. It was like, whatever. Like, you just get over yourself, you know? And there was like... All of the crap about the comparing the screenshots and all this other stuff, and it's gone and it's done with for now, and that's perfectly fine. And then we saw the videos out of BlizzCon, and I was really sad that like there were no rainbows everywhere. Like I wanted the wizard to cast a spell and have it be rainbows.
Yeah, that would have been phenomenal.
Right, and I wanted one of the bosses to be a unicorn that when killed would explode into rainbows. And like
flowers and hearts
and things with doilies on them, and that would fly out.
It's like the birthday party in Halo 3 whenever you'd headshot the grunts.
Yay! Right. That's what I wanted. The next day, what do I see? I see a link online to pictures of the
devs.
Diablo 3 dev team's official Diablo 3 t-shirt. And what is it? What is on the t-shirt?
Bubble letters, rainbows, and unicorns.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bubble letters
at which
made
point
it,
I was butthurt.
I wish we could claim their inspiration for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, the timetable is not.
No. I had no idea. You know what this means? They need to send us some t-shirts.
Yeah,
absolutely. Obviously, very much of the same mind.
Yeah.
As the Diablo 3 team. So, really, I would appreciate it a lot if you could send me one of those shirts. Yeah. I think that would be really
awesome.
This
is also the usual time we request beta keys. I got my beta key for World at War, so. Daniel and James, if anybody's got
I didn't,
any,
and I just, I reiterate again from the Monday
Sometimes
show that
works,
I had no idea.
Though, and I'm talking,
I had no idea it was out there. I just, that was one of those, and it happens a lot, where I didn't get in for lack of trying. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So,
it was a luck of the draw, you know? I'm checking some other
site. Yeah, you found a link that went to
I found a post, boom. And I did it as fast as I could. They said within an hour, 20,000 keys were gone.
Yeah, well, if by this point anybody out there in listener land has gotten theirs and had an opportunity to do anything with it,
They should email us.
Yeah.
And let us know.
We would really like to know how that's going. I think that's a really good thing because I think they were a little bit behind the anticipation curve, you know, with World at War. They're fighting the fact that they're fighting the odd numbered Treyarch produced.
Yeah, they really are.
Call of Duty thing.
Stigma.
Yeah, it's very much a stigma. Mostly undeserved in my opinion.
Oh, and especially too when you looking at almost any, well, I say that, and then I look back on last year. But before everybody was like, "You need to get Call of Duty now." Call of Duty in a fall release, I would have been like, "This can wait."
Yeah,
you know, I know people will be playing it later.
Of course,
Call
the
Duty
beta
now.
For it was out in
July.
It was like August,
that's true. Yeah,
July.
For that multiplayer was early release on that thing.
Which is why, you know, I say...
And it went massive. It went massive in September. Instead of going massive, what, three, four weeks before release of the game?
So,
they were apparently leaning heavily on that whole absence makes the heart grow fonder thing.
Yeah.
Because
worked out.
Boy, I was really
itchy. We were itching for it.
We were really itchy.
We had to go through an entire month without playing that damn thing.
Yeah, when did it shut down?
It's like September 20. It was about the time. It was just a little bit after Halo 3 released.
Okay.
It was like a week out after Halo 3 released.
I remember that now.
So, you know, InWar is apparently in open beta.
Is it really?
I saw where you were like.
Somebody posted it and they were like, I just noticed I got the InWar beta, and I'm thinking, whoa.
I thought they shut that down.
A little late. And then I read the next sentence, like, yeah, I got downloaded it and got it on. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
So is it still available? Or
I don't know. I deleted it off my 360 because they closed it. I thought they closed it down. I got the email. Beta's over. But but apparently they're now in an open beta type stage with that, which means...
Have you done anything with your Resistance beta key yet?
No, not yet. Trying to... at the end of last week, we were trying to suck the marrow out of the Little Big Planet beta, which for me amounted to trying to get through the tutorials.
So that you could play all the other shit.
So that I could play all the other shit.
Yeah.
And for Dana, amounted to whatever it was, like 45 seconds into the demo when you learn how to make your Sackboy dance. That was it. Like, that's all she needed.
Well, she made Sackboy retarded,
win.
Too.
That was win.
Win?
Yep.
W-I-N? No, it was great. I was like, press up on the D-pad 3 times. Right, now your tongue is sticking out. Hold the shoulder buttons and do this.
Yeah.
You know, and that was all it took. That game, you know, that game gets a 5 out of 5 stars from Dana.
Is it going to be a purchase?
It's an editor's choice award from from the Dana.
Is it going to be a launch purchase then for you?
No.
Well,
it wasn't quite enough to sell it.
No.
Not the dancing?
No.
Well, James has determined that I'm a closet core gamer.
She is. Dana's a closet core gamer. You wouldn't think it, and she tries to deny it, but it's absolutely true. What are the last 3 games you played and beat?
Bad Company.
Battlefield Bad Company.
Mass Effect.
COD
4.
Call of Duty 4.
That's awesome, by the way.
Those are the last
You've
3 games.
You've come a long way, baby.
Since Zuma.
Well, there's that, but I just remember you wouldn't, like, we would do our little Halo parties or whatever, and you couldn't watch that stuff.
Sick.
Yeah, you couldn't watch us playing Halo. You could not watch us playing first-person shooters. You could not watch anyone else. You'd come over and, what the hell you were playing? Oh, Condemned. They're like, oh God, he's moving way too fast. I can't watch this sort of thing.
Yeah. Especially when spider hobos come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Assault you. Who doesn't have Battlefield. How you got through it, I have no idea.
I don't know why she likes it. I don't know why it works that way, but she loves it. She likes killing guys.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. She likes it at all, but it's just amazing.
I tell you, it's a weird thing to, like, be trying to wake up one morning, and you honestly feel like you're having, like, a mid-sleep, mid-wake dream about Call of Duty, and you're like, man, it's really weird. Like,
it's because you hear it.
I'm hearing it somewhere. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in the game room? And I, like, walk in there, and she's, you know...
UAV is online.
She's murdering Russians.
God.
But tell
him
what I didn't.
Yeah, the only detraction for Dana from Little Big Planet is, like, she's not down with six axis. Like, moving it back and forth to, like,
down
to make your
sack
dude boogie, like, that's really cool, but, like... Yeah.
But to make his head nod, you use the...
Well, and you do that other thing. Also...
And his belly move.
Dana likes to play games in, like, a state of advanced relaxation. And so she's
weird,
like, she's like,
positions,
yeah,
in other words.
So she's like laying down on the futon and she like starts whining from the other room. So, like, you know, I get up from the computer and I go into the other room and she's like, there's something like my sack girl, it's all fucked up. And like, it's running around like a retard. Like, it's running around like it just had a stroke. Like, it's dragging one foot and beating itself in the chest with the other. It's really horrible. And I was like, what the fuck did you do? Why do you, like, seriously, because she can break shit just by touching it. No, I'm serious. You, whatever, don't laugh. She broke your fucking computer. So, you need to shut up. But she's got, like, some sort of advanced entropy field around her.
She does.
And so, like, expensive technology decays at an alarming rate in her
basically
presence.
She emits an EMP.
That's yeah. Why I was so relieved that you turned on the Xbox when it redirected.
Yeah, right? So... I walk in there and like it's a gimp, her sack girl's a gimp, and I was like, I don't know what the hell you did, and like so I picked, I was like, just give me the controller, I took the controller and it was fine, and then like I realized that she had been playing with it essentially sort of turned half upside down. Like, she was laying down and, like, kind of had it turned half on its end. And I was like, welcome to the six-axis controller. You've had it turned over to the side. That's why your dude's walking around like a moron. So she just, like, had it turned over on the side, and it was, like, running around like a stupid thing. But she couldn't figure it out. Leveling the motion-sensitive controller apparently never occurred to her, so...
All I played on the PS3 before was Ratchet.
Which probably does not use the motion sensitivity. Yeah. I think.
In parts,
it uses it in parts.
A lot of the games that are released during that period of time before the DualShock, games that weren't fully six-axis controlled had parts of it in there.
And they're fun. That's actually a really good game.
It's one of the few that I've really wanted to spend some time with. But you know, I will say that I've run into like a similar, not an exact event, but on the Wii, playing the Wii when I was playing playing things where I'm like, man, I really just kind of want to like lean on the edge of the couch.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to like lay down and try and do this contortionist thing that apparently Dana does when she plays games, but like I just want to lean a little bit, just like rest my hand somewhere. But can't do it because you got to hold that thing level or shit's all fucked up.
Anything that I can play that has basically one button function. I'll get tired, and I'll just pull my hands over my head and just kind of lean back in the couch.
That's exactly what I do.
Not worried about anything.
I'll put the controller behind my head and start just playing like that.
I did it with Uno. I did it with Bomberman. Crazy.
I can't do that. Like,
that's for you. No.
No, you would...
Tess flips out when she sees me. Tess, how are you playing that? It's like...
Well, it's just that would throw up my whole spatial relationship.
You wouldn't guess it, but I'm actually really intense when I play games.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I never thought that.
Like, I can't play games relaxed. Like, I am a... I am leaning forward into the screen, like...
When I play your type of games, I'm pretty up there. But, like, I'm talking about playing, like, My Life is a King. Not a very intense game.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm chilled out...
There's not, like, oh, God!
Yeah.
I've got to build this shop now!
Like, he didn't have to change positions for, like, 5 days when he played My Life is King. It was lean back in the chair... Cat's in the way. Move.
Well, the little infrared thing, cat walks in front of it. It's like, well, fuck. That's my game.
Good job, cat.
So
I do that when I'm playing. WoW. I recline when I'm playing World of Warcraft,
it's mind numbing. You don't have to think.
I mean, I have to think. It's just it's not.
How much now at the stages you're at? How much it is really all of this?
It's not like I gotta farm this plant right here.
I'm thinking because I mean,
well, if a fucking blood elf is running for it, I sure as hell. I fucking hate those guys. By the way, man, oh my god, I hate that. That's what you guys deserve. That all you hordies, seriously, for the horde, my ass. We had to put up with night elves for a really long time, and you gave us a bunch of shit for it. Now you got blood elves. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Ignoring, of course, the fact that we have Draenei.
Squid face.
It's really bad. There's the only thing worse than a blood elf is a male Draenei.
That is,
it really is. And the only defense, like, and this is what you'll hear from anybody. It's what you'll hear from absolutely anybody, because it's what I say about my night elf, is that, well, I don't want to play shaman, you know, and I have no choice.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, yeah.
Regardless of the fact that I'm sure in a lot of cases it speaks directly to the kind of person you are. I have a night elf because I wanted to play a whatever those things are called, druids.
Druids.
Yeah, and you can't do it.
So, I don't know where the hell they went with that. But anyway, yeah, that's the only time I'm not, like, leaning forward, like, advancing against the screen or the game system.
So you know, I don't do it as much with my PC.
Yeah, it's more of a general. It's more of a console thing.
It doesn't matter what I'm playing on PC.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't get as tense or angry or anything on the
PC. No, it's just it's an aggressive posture on the console, and I don't know why. It doesn't matter what the game is. I have a tendency to be like...
Probably because I have, like, 40 million 15-year-olds yelling in my ear and insulting my mother. Like, that's... I just get upset. It's irritating.
You finished up Brothers in Arms over the weekend.
Yeah.
You were telling me about this, and I wanted you to talk about it.
Well, you were... I felt bad for you. We were out to eat the other night, and, like... Scott and I were trying to catch up on where we were in our...
Is this spoiler territory, what you're going
to
say?
I'll try not to do too much. Maybe a little bit, but not really much at all. More... Yeah, it's all just... nothing specific.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we were talking about where you were in Force Unleashed.
What I say then, too. Yeah.
And how very sorry I felt for you. Like, where you were emotionally compared to where you are in the game, and how much more you have to deal with.
I don't... People probably know, but I don't... I value what I pay for, and I really don't like to break things.
Oh, I do too, which tells you just how upset I get at things. But
your spark's a lot, your fuse is a lot shorter than mine.
Yeah, it really is.
It takes a lot, and this thing has just gotten on my nerves. I threw the controller, and I hated it because my chat pad was attached, and I thought, oh, after I threw it, I'm like, oh, God, I shouldn't do that. So then I grabbed a shoe that every time something would happen, slammed that thing so hard on the floor that dust would pop up from the... from the floor. I was just so... pillows were thrown across. Oh, God. I really want a shooting range in my backyard so that I can take out some aggression. That pissed me off. If you... And I said the exact same thing. We said this, you know, on the show Monday. Developers, why do you think this shit's fun?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Why do you put this in here? I want to have fun playing your game. I really do. This is not fun. You're giving me chores. You're giving me... these tasks, you know, it's like you're hitting me over the head with a whip, saying, do this, and do it over and over and over
again. And there's a lot of punitive elements in the game. Yeah. You got knocked down, I mean, I can't just let you get back up. You need to sit there for a minute and get fucked by these three tree-looking things as they come over here and, like,
and we also need
molest
to put the
shit
design
out of you.
Yeah, the level design. We need to put an AT-ST in this corridor, but we also need to have four guys on turrets who can... take you down, whatever, who just keep firing at you. Oh, but if you want to get rid of them, your force power, you can't move while you're moving objects. And if you get shot, well, you lost your concentration and you have to start over again.
They can't seem to decide whether the apprentice can tear Star Destroyers out of the sky or, like, throw boxes in a straight line.
If I can pull a Star Destroyer out of the sky...
Well, you haven't gotten to that part yet, and I'm just going to tell you, you're not as good as you think you are.
Still, how come I can't just jump up in the middle of the room, explode the force...
But does he pull the Star Destroyer out of the sky in a straight line?
No. He doesn't do it in a straight line, but he does have some old guy giving him a pep talk, so...
Maybe that's it.
Right. Which, actually, now that I come to think of it, is really what using the force is all about.
Having
some old guy give you a pep talk.
Yep.
So, that's pretty much apropos of nothing, but there you go.
He wouldn't have raised the X-Wing out of it unless old guy had talked to him.
Yeah. So, I mean, right, so that's your thing. But I was just telling you, like, going where we're going, I don't know that you're going to have time to get to Brothers in Arms.
I know.
And I finished it, and, like, I'm fine with the gameplay. It didn't, like, bullshit me anywhere. I liked it.
Average.
The difficulty was certainly not that great. I didn't play it on, like, realistic or anything, but it was more a question of like, the rules are very simple. If you want to move your guys closer, like, the enemies have to be suppressed. That's it.
Rinse and repeat.
If you follow those rules, and if you kind of observe what's going on in the world, then that's the thing. There is a lot of trial and error, just because advancing to a certain point will trigger an advancement by the enemy that you couldn't have predicted, and your guys are all out of position and people die. And it's like, and even if they die, as long as you complete up to the next checkpoint, then, like, they're okay. They just needed a quick lie down. So, I mean, what...
I'm shot in the heart, it's all right. Just give me a minute. I'll be all right.
It's, because they're like...
Can we get a do-over?
They're like Pee-wee Herman at the end of, was it Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie?
Yeah,
remember that where he got stabbed halfway through the movie, and then he's still, like, crawling along, dying in the middle of the credits.
Yeah.
That's these guys. That was really way out there. But anyway,
reaching for that.
I mean, I played it and it was really good, but at a certain point, and this was a question that was posed in one of our emails earlier, because I had said I did enjoy the manner of in which they were telling the story. I kind of liked the narrative. It sort of didn't make a whole lot of sense in places, but...
Yeah, somebody did ask. I want to know what his thought is when he gets to the tower.
Past a certain point. And past a certain point, like, dude's... His reasoning abilities, I guess you could say, start to...
His mental capacity.
Yeah, the war begins to take its toll.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, there was a point, and I was, like, going through a hospital, and, like, I'm in Silent Hill... Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, all of a sudden, it's Silent Hill, and I was like, this really isn't where I wanted to be right now. Like, I kind of get what you're doing, but this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill Germans. I wanted to kill Nazis. Like, I'm in the Second World War, and I'm going to do this, but no, that's not the case. Like, You know?
Look, you know where he's going. He's in a mental hospital. You know what's happening.
Yeah. He's like, you know, whenever he's seeing shit and, like, stuff's all weird. And I didn't expect that. So it was a very odd turn. And I couldn't tell whether I should simply be willing to go where they wanted me to go or...
Be upset that they
were there. Or resent that particular change because I didn't feel like it was part of what was advertised.
I would resent that.
Yeah.
I just don't know if
that was the right... I don't know if that's the right response. They went where they wanted to go.
Did it advance the story? Did it...
Well... Yeah,
see, I don't know.
I mean,
honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, it did. It's just...
That's a good question.
This is the real intersection of, you know, did it change the gameplay? I was doing the same things, more or less. But it really did take kind of an extraordinary leap with, like, where they wanted the character to go and, like, what his situation was. So... I honestly don't know. I mean, I have a really hard time as I get older resenting that sort of thing, even if that's my natural reaction, because it's like, well, that's what these guys wanted to do. And I didn't, whether I bought the game or rented the game or whatever, I'm spending my time on it. Whether it's a movie or a TV show or anything like that, I begin to really wonder if... Fine. Don't like it. Put it away. Send it back. Whatever. But even if you have paid up front, even if it's time you can't get back, are these things that I necessarily can resent? Like, even if I really, really don't like it, it's with someone else's idea of what they wanted to do. So I don't know if I have any place to say, like, yeah. this is not a good... I have a place to not like it, but it's just... My reaction was just to be like... I don't want to do this. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why are you making me do this? I didn't want to do this. Like, this is not what I wanted to do. I don't have a squad right now, and your fucking game is all about managing a squad. It's all about squad tactics. I don't have that. And the game doesn't shine as a lone wolf first-person shooter. It really doesn't. The mechanics are not in place to make it good at that, and that's not really what we know it to be.
Right.
So, but that's what I'm doing regardless. And, like, I'm seeing weird shit that, like, I swear to God, I really don't think I should be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having an effect on what I'm doing, kind of how I'm doing it, and certainly how the game is paced. Yeah. So it's like, I was a little bit at a loss. Just
it has an effect on your enjoyment of the game as well.
Yeah, but I just didn't know if, like...
Which goes back to the, why do they think this is fun?
Yeah, and it wasn't necessarily unfun. They didn't do anything wrong, not in the way that...
Oh, God, no.
Not in the way you could say these guys did other things. I mean, it was fine, it was just... was the oddest change, yeah. Because I basically, like, this is my natural reaction, but I'm not, I don't believe enough that whatever your reaction is the right reaction, because I know that it's created largely by what I bring into it. So was I doing the wrong thing by bringing in certain expectations and then having this reaction, you know? It's the oddest damn thing.
And
it was
a lot
the strangest response that I had to it. I couldn't tell if I was pissed at it or pissed at myself.
A lot of people making World War II games now are trying to find different ways for you to play a World War II game because...
Well, there is an easy answer to that. Make something other than a World War II
game.
No, I totally agree that they should do that, but then...
Somebody needs to come out and, like, put out some legislation. The first person to put one out a year gets their game out. Everybody else has to wait till next year.
I mean...
One a year. It's quite
really the market is saturated by this, and for the exact reason that you're saying, we're going to make a World War II game because that's where our series is set, and there you go. So,
but I think they tried to mix that up a little bit. I think anybody making a World War II game is like, well, we can't make it like they've been doing it because they've been playing that.
Because who gives a shit?
Yeah, they've been playing that for you know ever how many years, and so they switched it up on you like they did, and I don't know if maybe they were thinking. Okay, here's our excuse.
Yeah.
We're not like your typical whatever.
I don't even feel that there was an excuse. There was simply what
happened.
And it wasn't even bad. It was like nobody else... I can't remember the last time I played a game that chose to tell things quite like this, you know? That's so strongly represented, like, the kind of storytelling I'd see on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it felt like. And I thought that was fine. It was just, like I said, it was just really strange. It was like, okay, I'm playing a head case. Like, any first time I've done it. I mean, I've played plenty of Final Fantasy games. Every damn one of those, except for 9, I was playing a head case. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. Yeah. It wasn't... I don't even want to say it was something bad or good that the game developers did. It was more about... I was really fascinated with my own reaction to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was just... it was weird. But nonetheless, I thought it was still worth... I guess worth playing. It wasn't
great. He didn't teach me to play the game, but...
performance issues. The multiplayer was really...
Oh, did you dip into something?
I did, and it wasn't good. I didn't like it at all. But I don't regret playing it at all. Yeah. I think it maybe could have been... It could have been a little bit shorter. At a certain point, I was just like, we need to be done with this. Like, this is... this. I'm about done. But that was... it was just the weirdest thing, and I've never played one before. Not terribly interested in playing one after this, but... it was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. There ain't no way you're going to play it, though.
I'll pop it and play a level and then be done with it.
Yeah. We're... hours away, essentially, from Dead Space?
Yeah. Really are. I mean, Saints Row 2, I got the World at War beta.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got plenty to do. So, yeah, like I said, pop it in, look at it, and then throw it in the envelope and send it back.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pick you up later. I checked today to see if Pure had dropped in price on Gamefly for having owned it, because I'm actually kind of like that. But it's still in the $40 range, so I'm like, well, you're going back. You know, I'll just have to wait on you. So, that's where I'm at on the gaming thing.
I got a question for you. I know we talked about this before, but I can't remember what you said. Fallout 3, what did you decide to purchase it for?
PC.
PC, yeah. I knew it was going PC.
But it was close.
It was close, yeah.
It was very, very close.
That's true, yeah.
Because the system requirements came out.
Which I haven't even looked at.
Minimum is XP Vista, 1 gig of system RAM if you're running XP, 2 gigs if you're running Vista.
I have 4.
2.4 gigahertz Pentium 4. And a DirectX 9 compliant video card with at least 256 megs of
very
RAM.
Low.
Like a 6800.
Yeah.
NVIDIA 6800. Like,
well, I mean,
that's much lower than I thought it was going to be.
Well, but they're building right on top of what Oblivion was built on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Oblivion. That's what the game is.
And the requirements for Oblivion, and they probably won't be too far off.
I mean, Oblivion runs like a scalded bitch on my machine. Like, it's... Yeah.
On the new one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Runs like a scalded bitch means extremely fast.
Yeah, scalded bitches run very, very fast. If you scald a bitch, she's gonna run
fast.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know,
trip you up with the vernacular there.
Stand there and take it.
That would be a scalded dumb bitch.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different.
No, it's extremely... it runs... Of course it runs fast.
It'll
runs
run
ridiculously fast.
That's my... Like, that'll run.
I think it'll be...
No, no, no.
Well,
it'll
also...
It'll run pretty on mine, but it'll run.
I think that they've optimized that engine extremely. Oblivion ran really well on the 360. Not as well as I wanted it to. I was actually a little upset. There was too much caching, too much loading.
Really?
But it looked, for the most part, pretty good. So I have to imagine that, you know, and that was, I mean, by all, I mean, in any real way, that was, you could consider that, like, I mean, it wasn't a launch title, or was? When did that come out? It was basically one of the first really big things for the 360.
Right.
That's what I remember.
It came out in March, like the 360 released in November, and it was out May or March.
No, I remember it didn't come out quite that soon, but it was like one of the first major titles.
Yeah.
And it ran as well as it did, and I would even argue versus the PC I had at the time. And comparing vanilla game to vanilla game, because you can't necessarily count the mods, but just the games out of the box, there were things I actually preferred about the 360 version over the PC version at the time. So, but for the moment, mods notwithstanding, like, I still would rather play it on the PC.
And that's one thing is, like, Morrowind and Oblivion, I've both spent some time with on the console and then played...
Yeah, where were you going? Well, you going 360 then, huh?
Well, I was until you saw the
system requirements.
And it's I don't know now, because now I know it won't be pretty if I pick it up on my for my PC. But I'm planning on upgrading that in the not too distant future.
Well,
right now,
if you've got those plans, then I would say.
Yeah, so
I think in the long term,
it's going to look ugly as hell when I first get it. That's why I'm kind of torn.
I believe that in the long term, you benefit more from having this style of game on the PC.
I think
if
so,
you're
too.
Able to,
I think
do
that. The controls too are probably.
Yeah,
as
was,
far as they've come
again, it was
in,
really close
in
for
Morrowind
me.
And Oblivion. Like I liked a lot of the stuff they did, but man,
there's a lot going on with that handheld controller.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't think it's great. I'm in the camp that honestly believes that it's very cumbersome to play Oblivion on the 360 controller because of the inventory interface.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
it's all inventory. If
to
you
me,
turned out inventory management,
yeah,
it would be
but
nothing.
But I still like to reference the fact that as proof of concept, they have proven that you can do all
oh, yeah.
of those things.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
On the console.
They don't have to dumb
you
it
maybe
down.
Need to like figure out a couple other ways to optimize and streamline the how you've chosen to design it, and these
but
are things
works,
that I believe are happening in Fallout, but they have proven that all of those basic functions that you felt like you couldn't do without on the PC are there. It's just, you know, yeah, it's not perfect, but it's fine. I was very close on yeah. both of them. What I do know is that if the game comes out and there is some kind of flaw, if there's a problem or an oversight or a shortcoming or anything,
there's no certification process on PC.
There is no certification process on PC. At some point, I firmly believe that we're going to see third-party tools for user content. I believe that if there is an unanticipated, unforeseen circumstance of some kind, not even necessarily show-stopping, just the kind of thing that, like, you know, puts a burr up my ass, it's... Well, I mean...
I know.
Sorry. Like...
It's the scalded bitch.
I mean, whatever. There you go. That it's more likely to be dealt with properly on the PC,
right?
And I'm not even saying that the 360 version can't be great. I just know that should a problem arise, it's more likely to be dealt with quicker on the PC.
Yeah,
yeah,
very true.
So that's really only and the other thing. And this is a little thing that Kevin and I, Hoggy, our producer, like to do, is on games that don't necessarily have a multiplayer component. He and us, every now and then, he and I will try to coordinate and get the same game at the same time on the same system, and play it, but voice chat while we do.
Right.
This is how we played BioShock.
Yeah.
So at certain points in the game, I'd hear him start screaming, or like hear him laughing, or hear him like. Some exclamation about something.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. There was an awful lot of that. And, like, so we would know that we were, like, generally in the same vicinity or in the same mm-hmm. area in the game at the same time, and we could kind of talk about it and sort of, you know, gauge off of one another, like, have you gotten past a thing where there's stuff that's sort of like this? And he'd be like, you mean the ones that go like that, and I'm like, yeah, that one. And he's like, holy shit, that was great. What
we're
about
just
this guy?
To spoil it for
yeah.
each other, yeah.
And so it's actually a really fun way to experience the game. So we plan on doing it the same way with Fallout. Ever since we saw that motherfucker nuke,
Megaton,
yeah,
in the trailer, I was like, are you fucking shitting me? You could blow up an entire quest hub, like that's fucking brilliant, like. This game is all about, like, is going to be a lot about comparing alternate choices.
So, wait, hold on. So you're saying he's not the kind of person that's going to nuke Megaton?
I wasn't saying that.
I think with our question, we already know where you stand.
Actually, no, I would not.
Really?
Yeah. That's denying myself content.
But...
No. See, you're trying to simplify me, and that's
well,
not
what is it going to What is it going to enable if
Look,
you do that?
Let me explain something. Megaton getting nuked in the trailer. That's a and this is not a spoiler because it's in the damn trailer. So I mean, I'm sorry if you're staying away from trailers. I really apologize, but it's part of the publicity for the game. So
yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and step all over that.
Every opportunity to show people nuking Megaton.
Well, and I think one of the points Megaton. Was that as significant as this seems, it's scratching the surface of your choices.
If they're willing to show it in trailer, then there's obviously some great stuff ahead.
All right. So aside from the fact that it would be denying. Remember, I'm the explorer archetype of RPG player.
Right.
And if there's something that I don't need to collect, I'm not a completionist, but if I can't explore, like, I get manic. I get really upset. I need to explore.
So you're saying once you're done exploring...
No.
Well, I think you'll lose that opportunity.
No, no, no. What? Yeah, exactly. What because I'm what think, I'm saying
well,
see, is
well, what I'm thinking is if you do, that opens up. From what I saw, what they showed at PAX, that opens up a whole other quest line. If you
right.
do, so you're really making a choice between two quest lines.
Right, but the nature of that, the nature of the appearance of that choice is that I'm denying myself access to something else. I imagine that I'm going to have to make that choice pretty early on.
And then there
on.
Would be ruins to explore, which is exploring a whole new area.
Possibly. I doubt that, though. I mean, it's going to be pretty hot. Like
it's Fallout.
Well,
I mean, yeah, whatever. They're hot areas.
Anyway, the point is,
I'm interested to see. I don't want to nuke Megaton, but I want to know somebody that does.
My own personal rage and like how it's dealt with in a game. That's too impersonal for me. I don't want to nuke cities. I want to stab people in the face. Like, I mean,
yeah,
in
I'm
terms of
no,
characterizing,
yeah,
in terms of characterizing my own rage, like as,
yeah,
like. Yeah, I don't. I have no interest in blowing up entire cities. I don't want to do that. I don't want to see the world burn. It's very personal for me.
Yeah, you want someone
to
make
every
you
every single person.
You want somebody to make you angry, and then there to be the immediate repercussion of you.
I don't want them to make me angry. I don't like being angry.
See, he didn't set the anthill
yes.
on fire. He would just drag out an ant or two and then burn them with
I
the
don't magnet. Drag them out. I burn the motherfucker that bit me. Why don't you people understand?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like the motherfucker that makes you angry, you're
yeah.
going to stab him in
I don't
the
want
eye.
People to make me angry. I want more stuff to be like...
Good.
Just to make me happy.
Rabbits. Unicorn.
I just have...
Like
I just don't have any problem with things that are like... Well, you know, I shouldn't be angry about this. Well, I don't necessarily understand that. It's this, and I believe... Like, I either want it to be this other thing, or I think it should be this other thing, or, you know, it deviated from this other thing that it was meant to be. Whatever, I'm upset about it, whether it's a person, a situation, any particular thing. But going all the way back to this game and how it allows me to enact, like, my own personal psychological shit, like, I ain't gonna blow up Megaton, what the fuck? Like, there's some shit in there, it's probably really cool. The only people I fully intend to, like... you know, bring in harm's way are the people that, like, you know, whatever, had it coming. I'm sure there's plenty of people inside Megaton what need killing.
That's true. And if it's anything like Oblivion Morrowind, I mean, you can take them at your own discretion individually anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
So no, that's what it is.
Which I always like that in Morrowind, the whole, like, you've killed a story NPC.
Yeah.
You might not want to save this game, because you can't finish the main storyline.
I will tell you, though, I will say something. It's entirely possible, because I don't know, it's entirely possible that Megaton is like Liberty City, and everyone there is a fucking asshole.
And they, like, all may need to die at some point eventually.
Well, I remember before Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, Jeremy and I were actually talking about this years and years ago when GTA 3 came out. And it was like, I was actually, like, really upset by the concept that I had to participate in Mayhem to make advancements in the game. I didn't really like that going into it. And I was like, I hate that. Like, I don't want to just have to be some kind of cop killer. Like... You know, if I think that it needs to happen in the course of the game, or if it feels natural as a part of the gameplay, yeah, but I just didn't like that. I mean, I was completely wrong about what the game was, but that's how it had been sold to me. And then, you know, we were like, I don't really want to, like, beat hookers all day and run over people. That just doesn't seem like... It doesn't seem like something I want to do. Yeah. It seems like very impersonal ultra-violence, and I don't like it. And then it just turns out that everyone in Liberty City is a fucking prick.
Yeah.
Like, and really quickly, I stopped feeling bad about running over them. Because those fuckers would drag you out of your car. They would, like, kick you in the nuts. They would do... I mean, they don't care. They're all really bad people. So, okay. Liberty City was entirely populated by assholes. So it's all fair game. Maybe that's what's going on in Megaton. So maybe I will change my tune completely and be like, whatever, man.
Fuck this city.
I burnt those motherfuckers to a crisp.
Man. Great shot.
Of course, here, the other thing is, you know, branching save games too. So I don't
know.
I don't know. I just, I look forward to the choices, to the comparison of choices. I think it's really fun. I think it's one of the great things about RPGs of that type. I love the comparison. Yeah. So I will be getting on the PC.
Cool.
I really look forward to that game.
Yeah.
It's coming. Is it next week, week after?
It's the 28th.
28th, so...
Is it the 20th? Is it... No, is that correct? I could be wrong.
It's the 28th.
Is it the 28th? Okay. I get mixed up about that stuff. That's a really horrible week from the 21st to the 28th.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So horrible. A couple of weeks, hopefully.
Because it gives you a week to play Fable 2. Before
a week to play Fable 2, which gives me a week to play Dead Space.
Yeah.
A week to play Fable 2. A week to play... Well,
that's another reason why I'm kind of. I think I'm leaning a little towards PC now that I've seen the system references, because I know I'm going to have Fable for my 360.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to be, you know, left alone with hopefully the co-op patch.
I'd like to hear what everybody else out there has to say, actually. If you know, that game or actually any other game that's cross-platform at the moment.
Anything we've talked about, you know, let us
know. You can always get in touch with us. Everyone at InGameChat.net.
Hey!
You almost got a note.
Yeah, everyone at InGameChat.net. You can send us an email about that. And, of course, our next show, we jump into our mailbag segment and answer them. Love the mailbag segment. I love getting mail.
Dana loves to parse your mail, by the way.
She goes
She really,
it.
Really
she
likes
does.
It.
She does. She's
really
a trooper.
Coming through with a lot for me to parse through.
Yeah, but she likes it.
She loves to do it. All right, that'll wrap it up for this episode of In-Game Chat. Join us for, will it be Friday's show?
It'll be the Friday show.
Yeah, join us for the Friday show. We'll post that up for you guys to download, and that's when we'll see you again. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.